Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The millionaire maker, Hillary Kramer. Travel with a third generation travel icon, Linda Perillo. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar, Imran Ansari, and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat, the New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other. United to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
Thank you, Lonnie Perkins. It's Tuesday, and that means we turn our eyes to travel. Having looked at the money situation on Monday, that was depressing. So we said, let's do something fun on Tuesday. We said, okay, how about travel?
So
I'm saying, but you know what, Linda, and Linda Perillo is that voice you hear right there. I'm talking to Peter Navarro on the Andrew Wilkow show yesterday because I was filling in for him on his TV show. And we were talking about where Andrew was, and he has taken the kids to see Grandpa down in Florida. And the hope was to go to one of the very famous amusement parks down in Florida. And Mr. Navarro said, oh my goodness, you know that Ian's just going to wipe things out for him. I hadn't thought about it yet, but I remember hearing the announcers calling the Tampa Bay game on Sunday saying, yeah, you know, this thing's coming in. And sure enough, earlier this morning, Ron DeSantis issuing updates on what they expect to be Hurricane Ian and issuing state of emergency operations. And, you know, telling Floridians, you don't have to leave the state. Just get to higher ground. We've got plenty of shelters. Everything's going to be taken care of. And people are already on. They're already on it. So even if it doesn't come in for another 24 to 35 hours, which depending on the estimates, it could be anywhere in that range. They've already got everything that they need and they're ready to help people come in. I love that. I love it when government's like ready to go and they've got the stuff rolled out and people are, you know, ready to help you. That seems refreshing to me. We're not turning this into politics, but anyway, that was fun. So Linda, the hurricane, and I hadn't thought about this until Mr. Navarro said that to me, but what do you do if you're sitting there and you've saved, I mean, it cost me a full year's of savings to get the family to Disneyland this last April. I mean, yeah. Airfare alone just killed me. But we didn't have any chance of a hurricane coming to California. If I had done the same preparation and I'm sitting there right now, do I get on the plane and go to Orlando, or do I hold out and say, I don't know if it, and give us some insight here from the real, you know, pro perspective.
First of all, I have to say, I love Governor DeSantis. I truly, truly love him. I think he has been probably one of the most reasonable politicians that we have seen.
I think you're right.
I think he has really, truly navigated his state beautifully, reasonably, through COVID, through a lot of stuff. Yep. And kudos to him. I give him a round of Linda applause because I adore the guy. So this is what I'm going to tell you. This is one of those really, really tricky, sticky situations because, in essence, and the reality is, a hurricane is what? What do we call it, Kevin?
It's an act of God.
is an act of God. So, listen, here's how it goes. Disney, your airlines, wherever you're going, they can say, tough noogies. We don't care. We owe you jack diddly squat because act of God. Now, would I cancel my plans? Yes, I would. However, the backlash to canceling your plans are you going to get a refund? Are you going to get a rebate? Because these are like extenuating circumstances. So the kicker is, and I've always said this no matter what we've spoken about, whenever you travel, drop the dime and get the insurance. The insurance should cover you, even if it's partial, even for an act of God, because there might be trip delay, trip cancellation, whatever that might be covered. That's your best bet. Insurance is always your best friend before you travel. The other thing, and we spoke about this, I know, on another show, was transportation.gov. It's going to navigate you through who is giving back what for what. And I think during these times and with this hurricane coming, that's the only thing we can do is to try and educate ourselves even a little bit, because I have a feeling it's going to be an S show, as we say, as far as these airlines and hotels and everything is concerned. They're going to run on their own motor, their own policies, and you don't have a definite answer.
And well, and you know that they're not going to want to give the rebates back. But let me ask you this, Linda. So you call ahead and you say to the airline, we're unsure. Are you flying? And they say, yeah, we're going to fly anyway. Do you go ahead and show up to the airport and make them cancel the flight before you file for the refund?
You know, I don't know. I think it's a good question. I think really you have to
because they could handcuff you and make you sit there and wait out the storm if they wanted to.
3 days, you know, whatever they want. And they could also do, you know, what they love to do is, you know, they've siphoned your money out of your wallet already. And they're going to go, well, listen, the only thing we owe you here truly is another flight.
Vouchers.
So we're going to send you off in 4 days. You know, I mean, it's really, I have to say it, it's terrible to say from a travel industry perspective, it's a crapshoot because you don't. And these storms, listen, in the end, Mother Nature, she's the one with the power. She's the one with the answer. Does this storm go out to sea? Does it end up being a big bust? We've had that happen with blizzards so many times.
Yeah.
And don't know. So listen, if you don't care and you want to go and wait it out and sit in the airport, go. But again, get educated, get all your information.
And get the insurance. That's the best tip that you've given, is make sure you get the insurance.
Get it now. You won't be able to get it now unless you're purchasing a ticket. And that's the problem. If you've already pre-purchased, you cannot get insurance before a purchase. You have to pre-purchase that insurance along with whatever you're buying to travel.
Now, let me ask you a follow-up to that, because Valerie Delia, who preceded you as the co-host here a long time ago, I want to say in our first month of being on air, mm-hmm. talked about the two different types of insurance that one could own, which one is a kind of per trip, you buy it when you buy the ticket, et cetera, et cetera. But aren't there other organizations that offer travel insurance to cover you for all your travel for the year? It's a much costlier program, and I think it's much larger premiums in terms mm-hmm. of securing it. But would that be eligible to someone, say, if they went and signed up today and said, we've got a trip, I'm going to try to cover us on a program like that?
You know, it's like having a pre-existing condition, Kevin, and like you find out you have, God forbid,
they're going to check your heart before they give it to you.
Right. Yeah. And today, well, I think I'm going to have insurance. Or your pet is elderly and sick, and today you're going to buy pet insurance. You know,
right. You're
smarter than that. So, you know, it's prophylactic, but I believe that you should. I mean, any of these companies that are going to, and if you know you travel a lot, especially during the year, I think it's really a smart idea to engage in it and to protect yourself going forward. You could do it trip by trip if you don't travel that much. But yeah, some of these companies, and you got to go online because there's plenty of them, and I don't want to support one over the other. I don't, but you should always, always have travel insurance. And that's the bottom line. I don't care who it's with. I don't care what you can afford to do. Always get it.
You're going to hate me for this. I don't think for a single one of our family trips I've ever bought insurance. And, you know, consider it just very fortunate that we've never had to use it. But now that I've got five flyers, I better darn well look into that from now on.
And you should. Listen,
that's a lot of people stuck in bad places if we don't.
you know, there are companies like American Express that do. Again, I'd be lying to you if I said I knew their policies straight up. But, you know, if you purchase, if you go through them for travel, American Express travel, sometimes they will cover you for your trip and you don't have to purchase extra insurance.
Well, and some of that comes with the kudos for the special cards, too. I know that if you have like the black card, whether it's MasterCard or Amex, I forget which one, but you're automatically covered with travel insurance.
Yeah,
it's just part of the privilege of having that card. So a lot of different options, friends. I hope that you'll check into it. And I sincerely hope if you're listening to us tonight that you're not one of those people that are stuck and not being able to go. I would be very sad if that was you. But our thoughts and prayers, which I actually believe in, I think thoughts and prayers are good things, are with the people of Florida tonight. And we hope that they will stay safe as Hurricane Ian decides what it wants to do. Coming up next, we'll go to Florida, talk to someone who's made preparations and see how she's doing. Don't go away.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 844-57-BIBLE. That's 844-57-BIBLE. 844-57-BIBLE.
MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. The MyPillow Percale sheets are available in a variety of colors and all sizes. Now on sale, for example, the queen size, regular price $89.98, now only $39.98 with your promo code. Order now, as there is a very limited supply. The MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The MyPillow Percale sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use promo code AM970 to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $29.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970. That's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
With America in crisis and lies abounding everywhere, we thought it was a good time to provide the antidote. That's why this radio station partnered with the all-new Salem News Channel. All the hosts you've come to know and trust on this station are right there on TV. Same great lineup, only now you get to watch as well as listen. Download the app on your Apple or Android device. Watch us on Roku or on SalemNewsChannel.com. On the radio, we're right here. On TV, we're right there. SNC is the antidote to the mainstream media. Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer. And now, Back to Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Thank you, Lonnie Perkins. Linda Perillo here on Tuesday nights as well, of course. And Linda, some bad news. We were going to go to Florida, but our guest, Allison Godlove of Travel Awaits, who we had booked anyway, she was going to talk to us about the Love Bug tours and why people go see them or don't go see them or whatever Love Bugs are. I'm not exactly quite sure. Sounds kind of icky to me, but that's just me. Anyway, she was going to join us to talk about that, but then she was going to tell us about her hurricane preparations. But sadly, she's in St. Petersburg, very close to Tampa, very close to Venice, where they think that this thing is going to hit anywhere from maybe 10 to 15 hours, maybe 20 hours from now. But they're still looking at it, and she's getting ready, as Governor DeSantis encouraged all Floridians to do. What a responsible man coming out and saying, we've got everything taken care of. If you need to get to higher ground, you don't have to leave the state. Just get to higher ground. We will see to it that you're taken care of. And it looks like she's taking that advice. So a little bit later on, we are going to talk with Colleen Neuwein-Thibault about some fun travel tourism things you can do here in Brooklyn and New York City. But sadly, Allison Godlove not able to be with us tonight. And Linda, as we were talking in the last segment, you know who else crossed my mind? And partly because I mentioned Val, who I got to see. Valerie Delia and Nick, I meant to tell you about this, was at the Nicholas and Lentz 15th anniversary this last Friday, or Wednesday last week. And she gave me a hug, and she said she would love to come back on and tell us what she's doing. Nick, make note to book Valerie to come back as a guest. But anyway, Linda, the one thing that Val loves more than anything else, you know she's a parrot head, right? Like, it's all Margaritaville all the time with her. It just strikes me, I wonder how that Margaritaville at Sea cruise is going to be impacted by this weather.
Well, listen, any cruise, right? So, you get the people that want to go and are going to be okay. But, the cruise line, in the end, has a responsibility to say, we're going to do this and we're not going to do this. Now, I have been on at least two horrible cruises.
Did they go through a hurricane?
Oh, you know what, Kev? They weren't even in the middle of a hurricane. It was just a bad storm, and it was awful. So, again, they have to take responsibility for their ship. They have to take responsibility for their peeps that are willing to go on a vacation. And they may, it's very easy for a lot of these cruise lines. I don't want to say easy, like easy squeezy lemon peasy kind of thing. But, they can have enough control. They've been through this enough. Where they can say, look, we're going to leave, we're not going to leave, we're going to, cut the cruise down to 3 days or something like that. Or, they can navigate the ports. That's another possibility. And try to stay out of the way of the hurricane through, through radar and everything else. They kind of know where to go. But listen, as we know, this is hurricane season. Florida, heavily affected. Bermuda, affected. You're taking a risk. When you travel, this is exactly the time frame, end of September. Really, when do they say hurricane season starts? Like end of August?
Well, kind of middle of August, I think. But it goes all the way until like the first part of November. So it's...
Absolutely. I think October is really your sweet spot for hurricane season. So, when you're traveling during this time, you got to be prudent and you got to remember this may be part of it. However, I will tell you this. If you're a smart consumer, and an educated consumer is our best customer, thank you, Cy Sims, you will notice that some of the prices around this time of year will drop. If you have the time to keep looking, you can maybe find some good deals because, people are smart. They don't really want to travel during hurricane season, and they don't want to take a risk. And like you said, you bring your kids, this and that. It's very easy when you're one or two people traveling and you can say, hey, let's go.
Right.
Like right now, I am sure if you went on Priceline or you went on Expedia or any of these bargain sites, you're going to find the deals of a lifetime. So if you want to do that, listen, go right ahead. I wouldn't.
And that's straight from the travel expert's mouth here on Radio Night Live, Linda Perillo herself. Well, I was just thinking of the Margaritaville because they had set up this wonderful offer to let heroes sail free. They were going to give them a 3-day, 2-night cruise to the Grand Bahama Island. We're talking about law enforcement, first responders, veterans of the military, active duty, and even educators were going to be eligible for this. But I don't know that it's going to go because the they've trying to get this going. But who would sign up for a cruise knowing that Hurricane Ian was? Although I do guess if it's coming up the western seaboard, then if this is an eastern coast cruise, you might get some choppy waters if it comes across land. But it's probably not.
Right.
If you're Jacksonville and that side of Florida, you're probably okay. No.
You're probably okay, and that's what I mean. Like, these cruise lines are—they're very used to, to changing course if they have to change course. And listen, I've been on cruise ships where they've had to change course, midway, and
got a couple of extra days.
They'll say we're not going. I'm just saying, for example, like we had a stop in Labadee in Haiti, right? So they're like, we can't go there because of whatever it was, whether it was a hurricane, political unrest. And they would be like, we're changing ports. So they're very used to doing that. And the bottom line is, Kevin, here it is. It's money. Nobody wants to give back anything these days. Zero. They don't want to give you a free cruise. They don't want to give you a refund. So they're going to try and navigate the best that they can to make this cruise happen within the boundaries of prudence and safety, right? So listen, bottom line is this. The weather, act of God, Mother Nature, it's a crapshoot. Stay on your website, see where your cruise is going, not going. Like we talked about before, flying, same thing. Check out you got to be informed. You can't just freaking show up unless you want to show up. Hey, that's your business.
Well, it's interesting because both airline pilots and sea captains, they all have to be, they all have their, in fact, I think pilots, when they graduate flight school, their degree is actually in meteorology. Because weather is the overwhelming factor in terms of how you fly a plane, and it's also very, very key to how you sail a boat. So I would trust those guys because they've had the and if they say no, it's too dangerous, I'm like, I'm fine, we'll just sit right wherever you tell us to sit, we'll just stay right there, just I'll be fat and happy right here, I'm not going to worry about it at all. So we'll keep our eye on that, and again, try to keep you updated as things go along. There's some other interesting stories that we're going to get into tonight as we continue. One of which is travel by taxi might be taking a very different direction.
Yeah.
So we'll get into some of that a little bit later on. We've got our guest who's going to stop by and give us some real insight, Colleen Neuwein Thibault, on places to walk, get a walking tour in Brooklyn and in the city, and some interesting things that she's got to observe there. If you're to the area, or maybe you're like a lot of people, you've lived here your whole life, but there's parts of the area you've just never gone to see, you should go and check it out. And then we've got a bunch of other stories to get to as well, plus Perillo's pointers, which we've already had a bunch of them tonight. They've all been good, get your travel insurance being the leading one. But more with Linda and Kevin when we continue. Stay here.
Hey, I just spoke to my buddy Alex Kinsella at Route 22 Toyota, and he told me that anyone looking to beat these ridiculous gas prices should get over to see them at Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. That's because they've got one of the area's largest inventories of new Toyota vehicles, including the most fuel-efficient vehicles, like the 39-mile-per-gallon Toyota Camry, the 41-mile-per-gallon RAV4 Hybrid, or the one that started it all, Toyota Prius, which gets a combined 56 miles per gallon. No need to remortgage your house just to fill up the tank. Call Route 22 Toyota at 973-705-8905. Let them show you which fuel-efficient Toyota is right for you. Plus, they're making it easier than ever to get out of your gas guzzler by offering 125% of book value on your trade. That's right, any make, any model. 973-705-8905. Schedule an appointment at Route 22 Toyota. They'll give you 125% book value towards a fuel-efficient Toyota. And remember, tell them Joe Piscopo sent you.
Attention New Jersey small business owners. Get answers about government resources to grow and thrive. We are the New Jersey Business Action Center, NJBAC. We are the only state government agency with business specialists at your service. If you own a company in New Jersey, we can help you register your business, build your business plan, resolve permitting issues, understand state rules and regulations, get your products to market, find new office space, and assist with finding capital. We provide you with the information you need to save you time and money so you can focus on what matters most. We've got your back at the back. Call us at 1-800-JERSEY-7. That's 1-800-JERSEY-7. This message sponsored by the New Jersey Business Action Center, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM970, The Answer. And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, it is travel night, and our thoughts and concerns, of course, thinking of Florida and all the people that are there, or maybe those that were going to go, and keeping our eye on what's happening there. Thank you for being with us here at Radio Night Live. Linda Perillo, I have been told by tech gurus for years that this is coming. I don't want to think that it is, because I'm already afraid that the robots are going to kill us all one day in our sleep. I feel like the machines, once they get a little bit of that AI self-awareness, they're just going to come for us. But United Airlines, shock of shocks, thinks that in a few years there's going to be a lot of big city customers that would pay $100 or more for a one-way ride to the airport in a four-seat electric-powered, what they call air taxi, and they're now pumping in $15 million in a startup manufacturer to get a conditional agreement to buy 200 of these tiny aircraft with options for 200 more. Now, first of all, Linda Perillo,
yes.
$15 million in 2022 doesn't sound like that much money. So I don't know what these things are made of, but if they're like little plastic things, forget it. I'm not getting in one of those.
You know, this is good because I really am not good with engineering, math. So, materials, that's not my thing. I think the interesting part of this is we're looking at like 3 years away, like 2026.
Nope, I'm not doing it. No, you're not getting me in one before 2030 at the earliest.
It's like a hovercraft. Listen, I hate to say this because I'm supposed to promote all our optional tours, like in Hawaii. You will not see this girl ever in a helicopter. So the thought of getting in a freaking taxi over in the sky for $150 a pop, listen, send me shopping. Just give me $150 and tell me to buy a bunch of clothes, because I never in my lifetime ever do this. However, it is the wave of the future, and they're going to be electric power taxis, like almost like our electric cars today. Like you plug them in and there you go. United Airlines, $15 million. But that's on the starting block, Kevin, right? That's $15 million right now. Who knows if they're going to add to their fleet? Who knows what the prototype is going to be like? You know, this has a lot of testing to do and a lot of startups, but they feel like the traffic clogged cities like New York, Chicago, San Francisco, you know, will benefit from this, really, because they are cities with multiple airports. And also New York City is clogged to begin with. So,
no, really? Trying to get to the airports?
But I have they're called Eve aircrafts, and their range is, you better not want to go too far, Kevin. They can go between 40 and 60 miles. And I said, what the heck happens after 60 miles?
They just start descending.
Are you over Manhattan and like, you know, putt-putt, you're done? What happens if you can't
land?
Well,
I guess the advantage to that, though, at least, because I think JFK is the furthest from Manhattan, and I think it's, what, 24 miles or is it 28 miles? Or is it that far? It may not even be that far.
I mean, it's never that bad. It's never as far as the time you spent in the car.
Oh, no.
You know, that's what really what it is. I mean, sometimes, you know, as the crow flies, it's 24 miles. But sitting in the car for an hour and a half, bumper to bumper on the Grand Central, that's a whole other story.
Oh, I kid you not. We flew back from seeing the bride's family one year in California, and we got the tailwinds coming back from California. We made it in like 5.5 hours, something like that, coming back. And we landed at JFK, and it took us an additional 6.5 hours to get home.
Because there
was a problem with the luggage, and then the ride in the car itself was close to 5 hours. And by the time I walked through the door, I'm like, I'm never flying out of JFK again.
No, and we all say that, but you know what? Like, I think so internationally, I mean, look, and the flights from there are never on time. They never come in on time. But JetBlue has a beautiful terminal. And, you know, one thing I will always say is when you
can find... Yeah, but JetBlue's at Newark now, too. I mean, and, you know, they're going to be all prissy about not letting Newark be at New York City Airport. Okay, fine. I'll just give them more business.
But anytime you can find an airline like JetBlue, I'm just adding this on. This is like a little footnote. Anytime you can find an airline that has its own terminal at an airport, you're going to be much better off. You know, things are much more condensed in there. They're much more efficient. You know, gates are much closer. So anytime you could do that. But I think that these air taxis, Kev, are really going to benefit the corporate traveler. Because or unless you have an emergency.
I'd fork over $100 to miss all that traffic easily.
Would you really? Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Okay.
It's going to cost you $75 to get to the airport in a car that you're going to be fuming by the time you get there. You're going to be upset and disheveled and everything else. Why not pay the $25 extra bucks, land in peace, have a big smile on your face?
Yeah, or you can Uber. So, Kevin, I'm going to tell you.
Well, hold on. We got to take a break. Coming right back. She's Linda. I'm Kevin. It's Travel Night. Don't go anywhere.
Listen to Tim Kennedy and It's Just a Mortgage Saturday afternoons at 5. Learn about reverse mortgages. Tim is a certified reverse mortgage professional with U.S. Mortgage Corporation. Have equity in your home? Will a reverse mortgage line of credit benefit you and your family? Visit TimTalksReverse.com or call 631-750-0520. There are misconceptions about reverse mortgages. Will I lose my home? Do I give up home ownership? Will my children be burdened with debt? None of these are true. A reverse mortgage line of credit may help you achieve specific goals, the ability to age in place, maintain financial independence, or plan for a more safe and secure retirement. TimTalksReverse.com or 631-750-0520. Listen to It's Just a Mortgage every Saturday afternoon at 5 on AM 970 The Answer and AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission, WMCA. It's Just a Mortgage with Tim Kennedy.
We all know summer is coming to an end, which means Invite Health is having our annual Labor Day Buy One, Get One Free Sale. The sale is on now. Buy any Invite Health product at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Say hello to the change of seasons the right way by learning more about how to stay healthy from me, Dr. Amanda Williams, right here on AM 970 The Answer, Monday through Friday at noon. Listen to past shows and informative podcasts all at invitehealth.com. Give us a call to order by phone or to speak with a degreed healthcare professional 7 days a week at 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. Visit invitehealth.com for our retail locations and to set up a free nutritional consultation in person, by phone, or by video. Take advantage of Invite's limited time buy one get one free Labor Day sale. Contact Invite at 800-673-2345. That number again, 800-673-2345, or go to invitehealth.com. Invite Health, get healthy, stay healthy.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Mike Gallagher wants us to prepare.
We have a battle ahead of us. We have turmoil in America. We've got to be ready to fight. Not physically, but at the ballot box, with ideas, with logic, with wisdom, with clarity. I know this.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
It's Dr. Lederman talking about prostate cancer.
Your PSA went from 3 to 4 to 6.
Correct.
And then all of a sudden it jumped to 60.
it was a shock to me. That's when I called Radio Surgery New York. Your office is a whole nother world. You immediately took this whole thing into your own hands, beyond efficient.
Did you ever have a doubt that we weren't working for your benefit?
Not for 1 second.
And you knew that you had a cancer of the prostate that was aggressive and went to lymph nodes. And we put together a plan to try to get this terrible cancer under control, right?
It was just like you say, no pain, no cutting, no bleeding. It was so easy. No side effects, no nothing. Just perfect.
What was your PSA this week?
0.02.
Wow. For more prostate cancer information, call Dr. Lederman. 2 and 2 choices, 2 and 2 choices. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. 1384 Broadway.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Tonight at 7.
Always go, don't know where. Always showing I don't care. Don't love nobody, it's not worthwhile. All alone, I'm running wild.
And now, from New York, Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
I'm telling you, I'm very, very disappointed with the whole team tonight. I threw to that last break with such panache. I said, it's travel night. Don't go anywhere. And everybody was like, yeah, Kev, that's great. Okay, now moving right along. Linda, speaking of going places, which you're the expert in, I just tag along for the fun of it. Our next guest, Colleen Neuwein-Thibault, writes for the Associated Press, and she has recently been talking about two of our favorite places, Brooklyn and New York City. Colleen, welcome. Glad to have you at Radio Night Live.
Thanks for having me.
You know, big news, Linda, that just came out yesterday. I don't know if anybody saw it, but on Monday Night Football last night, they were talking about how Jimmy Kimmel is taking his show back to Brooklyn for this week. It's 5 original episodes, and this is, the fourth or fifth time he's done this? But, Colleen, talk to us about the real treasure that Brooklyn is. A lot of people, may not think of it in that term.
Oh, it really is. It's gigantic. So it's very much a choose-your-own-adventure borough for, do you want hustle-bustle? Do you want quiet neighborhood locals? I've been here 13 years, and I don't know. I think I'm wrecked to live anyplace else.
Brooklyn's a hot spot, you know, I think for a lot of things, right, Colleen? I think you get a lot of... Listen, I don't want to date myself, but we call them yuppies. I don't know what you guys call them now. What do we call them? I don't know, millennials? You know, there's a lot of millennials moving into Brooklyn, a lot of great restaurants. You know, right? Throw some stuff at us, Colleen. What's great about Brooklyn?
And I'm old enough that I still use the word yuppies, too. There was a time when I think a lot of people might have thought of Brooklyn as kind of a bedroom community of Manhattan. It was where you lived if you wanted to have room for a family, but you probably commuted into Manhattan for your entertainment, for good dining. Boy, today, what I've heard from several friends is, I wish I could afford to live in Brooklyn. I got priced out. I had to move to Manhattan. There's just so much here that I could go on all day, but we don't have time for that.
Well, you specifically talk about what it's like to walk. And I'm curious in the way you describe Brooklyn. And I've heard, a lot of my friends are there. Arthur Idala, who hosts the show before this one, is famous attorney in Manhattan from Brooklyn, grown, born and bred, loves it. But even he was talking on his show just yesterday about the different kind of neighborhoods and personalities that the sections have. And if you were to try to talk to people that had never been there, how would you kind of describe those separate personalities?
That's what's so great about doing what my husband and I call super walk. So we did a 12-mile walk from the far northern part of Brooklyn up in Greenpoint all the way down to the Atlantic Ocean in Coney Island. And you see how each neighborhood sort of gives way to the next. So, for example, up in Greenpoint, traditionally a very Polish neighborhood, you start coming down into Williamsburg and you start to see that you're in now a Hasidic Jewish neighborhood. And the next thing you know, you're in what feels like Soho in the more touristy part of Williamsburg. So each neighborhood has its own sort of culture and history. And of course, neighborhoods change over time. So even within a neighborhood, you can see change and evolution as one blends into another.
Right. And if I understand correctly, if you remove Brooklyn from New York City, you do two things that are significant. Number one, New York remains, I think, the largest city in the country, but not by nearly the margin that it has. And Brooklyn would be somewhere, what, in the top 15, top 20 cities in terms of size and population?
Boy, I think in the top 10. I seem to remember, and now I'm just doing this off the top of my head, that Brooklyn on its own is about comparable to Chicago.
Wow.
Seriously? Wow.
Now check me on that, because, you know, I'm freestyling here.
Well, you talk about your super walks. Have you done one in other portions of the city? Have you done one in Manhattan or in the Bronx or anywhere else?
Yeah, we did the length of Manhattan, roughly designed it to follow Broadway all the way down the island, but then kind of zigged and zagged. We met up with some friends in Central Park, so we bopped off of Broadway for a while. But yeah, we did that kind of early days of the pandemic.
Very cool. I one day walked 13 miles in Manhattan, and it wasn't because I wanted to. In fact, I didn't even have the right shoes on. I just was lost, and I didn't know where I was going.
I love that.
I think I'd been here all of a week or something like that. It was really quite funny. I laugh about it now. At the time, I was terrified, but it was a long time ago.
You know, walking from tip to tip, when we were on the cruise, I remembered I had said to Patrick, you know, Manhattan is 13 miles long, and it's packed, buildings, people, everything. And, you know, you realize that even if you walk from tip to tip, if you cut through the center, you're not hitting every neighborhood. So it's like Brooklyn. I mean, there's so much more to explore than just going from tip to tip. You know,
right.
It would take a lifetime, I think. And as locals, right, we should remember that in our own backyard, we have all this history. We have great gastronomic finds. And just, you know, a plethora of things to discover when we're not traveling, you know, to Europe or on a plane or wherever.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, there's so much to be done right here in our own backyard.
Well, Colleen, we appreciate you being with us. If people want to read your stuff, you're with the Associated Press. How do they find it?
Yeah, so this is a story I wrote for the AP. If you go to apnews.com, you can find it there. You can also do a Google search if you do my last name, Neuvine, N-E-W-V as in Victor, I-N-E, and the phrase movable feast. You'll find that story on dozens and dozens of the AP customers who ran that story as
very,
well.
Very, very cool. Thank you, Colleen. So great to
thank
have you,
you
with
Colleen.
Us tonight. Friends, stick around because Perillo Pointers is next, and it's very practical. So it's a practical Perillo's Pointer tonight. I've exhausted all the peas I can now. It's Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Hey, we all know the trials and tribulations applying today and that awful feeling that no one is listening. Well, give a listen to Joe Piscopo and what he recently went through at JFK Airport with the TSA.
I gotta tell you, JFK is not like an airport. It's like an alien planet. If you wanted to get a model for how not to run an airport, it's John F. Kennedy Airport. I go in, I'm in the clear thing, you know, and you go, oh, do I have to wait in line? Well, if you just go there and get one of the clear people and then they'll get you through, that's what you're supposed to do. So I wait in line, I got the clear pass in my hand, and then the girl that was in the TSA, she had the same characteristics as, oh, Goebbels or Himmler. It was as rude, as nasty, unprofessional, with this Napoleonic complex. It was terrible. as inexcusable and rude as anything I've ever seen. At JFK. Very interesting. We have a phone call, and it looks legitimate, from the general manager of JFK Airport. You're the real deal. You're the GM of all of JFK, ma'am.
Yes, I am. I want to say that the executive director of the Port Authority has zero tolerance for this behavior, and we work very closely with all our partners at JFK to ensure that we provide our customers with a wonderful customer experience. So I apologize. I want to try and make this better for all the other customers that have to fly through at JFK.
Joe Piscopo and AM 970, two huge voices to be reckoned with, fighting for all of us every day.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. You know I love performing at the Saccone Theater at Bergen Community College in Paramus, so I'm bringing my band and heading back there on Friday, October 21st, for an unbelievable show. A lot of comedy, some stories, a great tribute to Mr. Sinatra. This is a night you can't miss. It begins at 6 p.m. in a luxury tent right in front of the theater with a full dinner complete with signature dishes from Frank Sinatra's favorite restaurant, Patsy's, and owner and chef Sal Scagnamillo. You know what's really great? We'll be raising money for scholarships at Bergen Community College, a great school. You get valet parking, dinner, wine, the show, everything for one unbelievable price, $125. The Saccone Theater's an intimate venue that will sell out fast, so get your tickets now at tickets.bergen.edu. That's tickets.bergen.edu. Tickets.bergen.edu or call 201-447-7428. I'll see you there.
Now that I've got your attention, let me tell you all about us. Whoa, tough crowd. Anybody out there? Hello, anyone?
Fighting to be heard in today's competitive digital world?
It's time for Salem Surround. Let us handle everything and get your message seen and heard.
Let's turn up the volume on your business with Salem Surround.
For more information, go to surroundnewyork.com. That's surroundnewyork.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Brandon Tatum is next on AM970, The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time of week when Linda Perillo, the third-generation travel icon that she is, gleans from her notes of years' worth of pointers of how to travel better. And Linda, you've got something for us tonight. What is it?
This one's pretty simple, Kev, and I think it kind of goes with the theme of today. It's about alternate travel, and we're going to focus on Europe. How to maybe get through Europe more efficiently and also economically. The first thing is we have to maybe explore some alternate locations. So if you're planning, for example, on a trip to Paris, maybe consider staying in Lyon. It's cheaper. There's beautiful sites. You can get to Paris and you can do like a 3-star hotel for like a quarter of what it will cost to stay in a 3-star hotel in Paris. I'm using Paris as just an example.
Sure.
You can go to places like Graz instead of Vienna, and you can do Delft instead of Amsterdam. And again, these are all like outer cities that can bring you to your major city. So even in Rome, you know, you can stay on the outskirts of Rome, use the transportation to get into the city, and you're gonna save yourself a ton of money. And probably aggravation, not being so centrally located. It's a lot more peaceful and a lot more economic. The other thing you can always do with Europe is great. If your schedule allows, you can rethink some summer travel. Try to do shoulder season. Try to do an off season. Hotels and apartments tend to be less expensive. And I think the most important thing for me is that places will be less crowded as well. So we can do that. The other thing when you're booking in Europe, important, and anything I think off the grid, especially not domestic, is don't assume things. Ask. Make sure in the summer months that there's air conditioning. If you're getting a beautiful rooftop penthouse and that's all that the Airbnb description says, is there an elevator? Is it 20 floors to the top? Things like that. Again, get educated about what you're doing. And one other thing that I thought was so interesting, and I love this one, is treat Europe like a theme park. Go in the early morning hours. Go when things are less crowded, when there's less heat. Take a break in the afternoon and go back out if you can in the evening when there are less crowds. And there may be less people hanging around piazzas and inside churches. You know, again, the other pointer, number five, always, Linda says, always with life, period, flexibility. Always be flexible. Be flexible with your flights. Be flexible with your days. Be flexible with your time. You know, try and go, like I say, off the grid. I say it all the time. Try to do that as much as possible. And you're going to save yourself aggravation. You're going to save yourself money. And then, you know, you won't have so many hardcore expectations. You know, part of benefiting from travel, Kevin, and I always say this, and my father would say it too, you have to have very few expectations and kind of go with the flow.
Yeah. Well, that's good advice, as always. And Linda, your pointers are spot on, per usual. Tomorrow night, it's wellness. We'll see you again.